By 1980, the modernist left crested a wave of decades of so-called gun control legislation passage, along with passage of laws that punish victims who fought back against crime with or without a firearm. By 1980, the violent crime rate in our country was so bad, public pressure began to reverse course on guns, leading to right to carry and so-called Castle Doctrine laws being passed in most states. The quadrupling of the U.S. crime rate, with only a 25% population increase, had to be experienced, to be lived with, no matter one's political convictions, and in that's a lesson. Austin liberals, to name only one group, have enjoyed three decades of financial success and growth, but have done so because Texas state laws, taxes, policies, and the like have provided a business-friendly environment. Austin Democrats prefer the policies of New York, California, and Illinois, yet it is businesses fleeing those states to Texas that fattened their central Texas wallets and built their glittering skyline. It would be an enormous mistake for Governor Abbott or other top officials to score short-term political points by bailing Austinites out of their anti-police mess with state resources. Liberals often have not had to live directly with the full economic results of their preferred political and social policies, and thus they have little reason to rethink their convictions. Letting the politics of Austin voters destroy much of the city may be costly, perhaps for decades, but not letting such happen will incur far greater costs by further divorcing voters' actions from the results such bring. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.